creatures captured by his expectations, her heart melting into a richness that was fulfilling, embodied in the mystique of their music together, of unexpected melodies pulling in different directions, he composing to match her personalities. Someone else at times, as they transitioned from empathy, desire, and dreams, sealed in the end with some charm, caressing stress, and caring. She was lost in the experience, loved just in the light which cabin to gaudy day denies. He ended his song on a fragile word, the one that reached out to him first and alone, yet which still had misgivings and doubts and insecurities, and which one day he knew would finally stand up and boldly proclaim, "Yes, I know how to play." Underlying current shifted directions under their creative gazes. Simple trios became sevenths, became elevenths, externally complex and dynamic, barely resolving among themselves. They remained lost in the creation, writhing between them, good exercise for their psyche and emotions alike. She turned into candlelight that loved his softness, flickering on cottony clouds of midnight pitch, under a starry peacock's romantic radiant, melting into sounds of endearment and hunger, with a tactile animosity. He anticipated her candlelight love and softness, a love twice as nice. He could barely dare to picture it. It would be that nice. He took note of her endearment, wonder, and tactile animosity. He told her every table should be set with him. She was flown away to a mysterious galaxy in a relativistic timelessness of poetic words, lifted and transformed, and yet captured in a nubile naivete that turned to a sudden sensuality on impulse power, then to a warp speed almost without notice. He saw her as the classical Greek maiden carried away in the arms of a Persian, then as the candle flame dancing in the muted glows of a long flickering night, then as Miss Space Marine in zero gravity who confessed that she felt like she was flown away by the galaxy of her mind. She, his galaxy mistress, he, her prince of relativity. She measured herself against her romantic counterpart, then lifted off, and both then awoke to pleasant memories and the kiss of suddenness and of transporting naiveties. She could feel his love and admiration beneath his words, as if it were the first creative spark that lit the fires and imaginations of man. Her, in personality fragments, serving him a woolly mammoth steak, sipping on a giant fern tea. She allowed herself to slip into such mesmerized states, to hear the tones of honeybees hovering in fascination, feeling the golden richness of the steam, the swelling sweetness, the duality of life and love, and the enticing journey of the evolution of what they were. He told her he tried to hold the interests of not only her, but of bugs and mammals, to be sure, even avians. He had yet to test himself on ectotherms, perhaps amplifying her mind's sentiment from the near core of her natural being would do. He reminded her of the Japanese language, where a word would hold a variety of meanings based on nuance, simply by his writing a story with just one word. Back. so she gave him permission to laugh at her. He told her he was grateful for that, otherwise he would only have himself to laugh at. So he had plumbed the heart of the Japanese language without learning a word. She experienced an intensity, an expression, a rise and fall, and a resolution, quite a conceptual experience, a bit like when she posed for Picasso and became his paintings. And he said that with her experience posing for Picasso, abstract conceptual experience should be a breeze, and a very breezy experience indeed. Then, for no reason, he roared. She liked the way he was bold and unafraid to lead in new directions, and yet now, and yet how he was not predatory, when it would have been easy to grab smaller animals at the jugular. Instead, he stood in his pinnacle of perception, shining thoughts of goodwill down through his glorious mane, then in writing to empower life. He enjoyed her enjoying him, as she enjoyed his enjoying her enjoying him. Before she met him, she felt no self-worth, as if she had no effect on people, as if she swam at the shallow end of the lagoon. Said that he was meaningfully expressed, a peak at the beauties of the deep. And so they were, many parts of the world, severed into strands of striking poetic roses, plastered over time. The beginnings and explorations of man.